It's clear that they're counting on President Trump to make the case to the American people over the objections of the AARP, over the objections of the American Medical Association, over the objections of the American Nurses Association, that what they did was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. That's a big risk to take when you're talking about the most unpopular president in American history at this stage of his presidency.
And, Nicole, it's a big risk for some of those members of the House who are going to face very difficult re-election battles in swing districts. Mm-hmm. Coming up in a year and a half or so, You heard Nancy Pelosi say they're going to end up walking the plank on this. And those ads that the Democratic Party is already starting to put together is going to make them glow in the dark.
The Senate will probably look at some fixes, some efficiencies, but I don't think the Senate will produce a bill that's as extreme as what came out of the House.
But members of Congress are saying we can go back to our district and say we did vote to repeal and replace. For them, that might be the whole ballgame.
And that's popular among a sliver of movement conservatives, but this is about people's families, people's lives.